WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. We're back on The Opening Bell for this Monday with a technology conversation, a workplace technology conversation. If you're one of the many people who use their personal smartphone for work, are you aware of the potential privacy and work-life balance issues that decision is causing? Andy Challenger is Vice President at Challenger Gray and Christmas in Chicago and is with us this morning for a chat about this. Andy, good morning. Welcome back to WGN.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're talking about a policy here, just so people are aware of the lingo, BYOD, bring your own device policies. How common are these policies?
Yeah, these BYOD policies are becoming increasingly more common in American workplaces. Recent survey showed about 59% of companies had already implemented a policy where you could use your own smartphone, your own laptop for your work activities, and about 13% of companies surveyed said they're planning on implementing that within the last year.
So I guess, you know, right off the bat, I'm thinking, well, I guess that means it's going to be easier for me to balance everything with work. If I also get to use my own device, I don't have to worry about two devices. But it's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there are some real upsides, right, for companies. They don't have to purchase as much equipment on their own. When they are hiring new employees, they don't have to always worry about training them up on the new devices or technology that the company's using. They might have a Mac at home instead of a PC, and they already know how to use those devices really competently. So there's some real advantages, but of course there's downsides in terms of privacy, work-life balance, and security for the company.
Let's hit a couple of those. Let's start first with the work-life balance question. I know Challenger has done some surveys, and there's some other surveys out there just about how stressed we are in the workplace. Having to worry about this stuff on our phone and getting emails at all hours of the day and night, is that what's causing some of this stress?
Yeah, it certainly seems to be. We did a recent survey that said about 83% of employers reported they would regularly contact employees outside of work hours, and that 34% expect employees to respond within the next few hours, even if it's, you know, early in the morning or late at night. I think there was a time when work activities stayed at work, and you'd clock out, and you'd come home, and you'd have your home life. Today, those walls are really broken down. When you get an email at 6 a.m., you're expected to look at it, and you know, you're still expected to respond to items coming in well past 9 p.m. in a lot of organizations. And in some ways, that can cause extra stress and anxiety for workers.
I dove into one of the surveys, reports you guys issued, a digital dictator report. Fascinating reading, and I just was taken aback by, just first of all, the number of bosses that try to contact their workers after hours. But some of the reasons, obviously, number one would be like a work-related emergency. But I was surprised that a personal emergency was on there, 29%, or other personal issues, 16%. So really just like personal issues that could wait until the next day to discuss at work.
Yeah, right. I mean, we spend more work, you know, more of our waking hours in some ways with our colleagues at work than our own family in a lot of cases. And, you know, those personal issues tend to spill over when devices are at your fingertips at all times. And not everybody has those boundaries really clearly laid out. Companies don't always clearly lay out whether those issues should be sent back and forth via text at 9 p.m. And, you know, individual employees don't really always understand where the boundaries really are.
Let's talk about the privacy part of this, Andy. And this, most people who have a smart device that they use to work may already know this, but others may not, that there could be monitoring software on phones. The company could be watching what you're doing, and there's also a chance that if you know, leave the job, they could actually wipe your phone remotely as part of the other software that's involved here. Talk to us a little bit about privacy.
Yeah, there's some real privacy risks from the company's perspective, if an employee has sensitive company-related information on their phone and they misplace it or a laptop, companies have to be particularly concerned that those trade secrets could get out. And so a lot of companies have implemented software. We found about 21% of companies had this software where remotely they could wipe out all the information, delete it, that's on those devices. And in a lot of cases, that would include people's personal information, text messages, and photos. So, could certainly be an issue.
Yeah, and I know in this day of downloading malware and all kinds of other things, that's the other part of this. Companies want to be able to protect their network if that's how you're getting in to check email or do whatever. That's a huge issue. That could be very costly for a company.
It really could be. There's increasing prevalence of this malware on devices across the board, and companies are certainly concerned about it. Companies are also really looking at the metadata, not necessarily the individual content of people's calls and conversations, but increasingly we hear about companies tracking teams and departments via the emails that they send, how companies are interconnected. So a company may know from a high level which teams within an organization are not connected to the other teams that are more isolated, where there might be more turnover. They know when you send the first email in the morning. They know when you log out at night. They know where you're logging into a hotspot and where you're going to lunch, which Wi-Fis you log into. There's a lot of information that's now being relayed back to companies that employees might not always realize that they're providing.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't even think about that, the tracking part of that, but also the idea that suddenly if you get an email saying, hey, you guys need to communicate more, and you're thinking, well, where did this come from? That's probably the answer.
Yeah, a lot of companies are looking to see, identify individuals that might be really likely to turn over based on the fact they're sending emails externally far often than they're corresponding with other individuals in the company internally. And they're also using it to suss out the most connected people, the highest performing employees, the ones that have regular email contacts and text message phone calls with departments across the organization. So there's a lot of interesting ways companies are using that data.
Well, Andy, as somebody who has a lot of experience coaching not only businesses, but seeing a lot of employees as well, what is the solution here? What would your recommendation be to both companies and workers?
Yeah, the real solution is that you have to pick some sort of policy and stick with it. In the rush to roll out these bring your own device policies over the last few years, it's really been missed by most companies that they need to communicate to their employees when working hours are, when they need to respond to messages after hours, and what type of information the company's collecting through personal devices or work provided devices. That clarity around the policies is really critical, and I think is really the missing key.
Well, Andy, we, as always, appreciate your expertise and great conversation this morning. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Andy Challenger, the vice president over at Challenger Gray and Christmas. You can find more online, and we'll link out, too, to some of the latest survey information here from Challenger Gray, but their website is challengergray.com.